Want to have safe, kinky sex? Make sure you make your way over to AdamEve.com. Adam and Eve has over 12 million satisfied customers worldwide. Everything from the newest vibrators to classic movies. When you're on AdamEve.com, make sure to enter in the promo code HUSH50. That's H-U-S-H 50 to get 50% off almost any one item and free shipping. Do I need to say that again? Free shipping. Make sure you have your kinky, safe sex needs satisfied by visiting AdamEve.com. Sex, dating, relationships, and all things kept on the hush. Welcome to Hush, the podcast that brings you the shit you love to hear. Let's slide into the episode. Dropping that sexiness for your ears as we enter another volume of Hush. Good morning, good evening, good night, whatever time it is, wherever you are. Just want to let you know, I'm thankful for you tuning in. So I want to talk about certain things on this Hush Hush episode. One of my friends teased me and told me that I love situationships. I don't love them. I always end up in them. I just want to clarify that. So let's take it back for some of the audience that may not know what a situationship is. And this is straight up from dictionary.com, and it is a romantic or sexual relationship that is not considered to be formal or established. So there's a lot of pressure about not having any labels, not being exclusive, and you want to maintain that status quo with a situationship. So it's almost like friends with benefits in a lot of ways. But sometimes in those situations, it could just be you and that other person, yet there's no label, there's nothing formal to make it official. So I find myself in a lot of these situations, and I wonder why. I guess as I step back and assess, I know that a lot of it has to do with my trust issues. I just feel like I want to take it slow and go with the flow with people. And right away, I think the assumption is that I'm just down to fuck and not really find anything serious. It's not that I don't want anything serious. I do. I just understand that that takes time, commitment, energy. I know that. I know a relationship is a lot of work. And that, in a lot of ways, is the end goal that I'd like to strive for. But it doesn't usually happen that way for me. Soon as I see a red flag or I suspect some type of fuckery, I'm out. Like, I really am pressing the eject button. I don't want shit to do with you anymore. If I suspect something going on where the attention's not on me, then I have to let go of the situation. See, if I'm vibing with you one-on-one, I want us to keep the attention on each other and see if things grow with chemistry, with energy, with attraction. I want to see it flourish. I think that there's a lot of distractions and temptations, however, that I suspect going on. And sometimes I'm right about them. And that prevents anything serious from forming. I just don't like to put up with any bullshit. And it's not me being a hard ass on things or not being able to soften my heart and be vulnerable, put my walls down, put my guard down. It has a lot to do with the narcissistic ways of dealing with my last relationship with my ex. So he was a narcissist in a lot of ways, and I went through gaslighting, being belittled, feeling like I was not good enough for whatever reason, feeling like he was superior and I was inferior to him, mentally and emotionally. And to break out of that and realize the confidence in who I am as a person and finding my own empowerment, rediscovering my own passions, it's been a healing process. And that healing is something that I don't want to place on somebody else as a burden as they're getting to know me. But I also want them to know that I don't want to deal with any bullshit going on. I just don't have the time and energy for going through any type of emotional trauma like the way I did through my past. I understand what I need to work on is not making the next person pay for my ex's mistakes. But I also want to make sure that you're being 100 on your end and not lying to me or hiding your intentions. I love clarity. I love directness. I don't like being a mind reader. I don't like guessing games. And I feel like once I start dating somebody, getting sexually involved with them, I start looking out for red flags right away. Just things that I don't want to deal with that are major turnoffs to me. So I find myself in a lot of situationships, things that didn't quite make it to a relationship. And they're a little bit more than a friendship. A lot of it has to do with maybe an interest in each other that has been expressed, but no pressure to form it into anything. And so the only pressure that we feel is just to continue to maintain at a casual rate. Maintain it at a casual rate. And continue to go with the flow. I think though that as time develops with the person, it's really hard to not have the what are we discussion. I think that a lot of men try to claim that women catch feelings easily. And yes, it's true, but men are also in the same boat as well. I think just people in general have that opportunity to start catching feelings for somebody, and you don't want it to be too quick, and you want to make sure that everything is genuine before it grows into a relationship. I think that since my last relationship, which sadly only lasted a couple months, I find myself in these situationships where I want to be dating again, but I know that that takes time to sift out those that want to date, those that want to fuck, and those that just want to be friends, those that want friends with benefits. It's really hard sometimes to filter out the right person, I guess you could say, for the right vibe. And so I find myself in these situationships. I honestly feel like maybe I am the queen of situationships. I don't like admitting that to myself. I mean, I have mentioned in this season that I lean personally more towards monogamy. And I have no problem embracing that with somebody that's on the same level, same page with me about it. So yeah, situationships do suck. I think that if there's expectations or any mutual interest that have been expressed, it builds up this hope. And when that hope kind of dims, the flame kind of flickers, then where do you go from there? You know what I mean? It's really hard to continue on the path with each other if one person wants to go another way and the other person wants to go an opposite direction. I think as well, mind games, I've been saying this, mind games and inconsistencies, those all play into it. You need to be clear about what your intentions are with people. And this is probably part of the reason why I find myself in situationships. So part of it is me, my trust issues from my past, things that I dealt with, me recognizing certain behaviors or patterns that I don't want to deal with. And then also on the other person's end, how serious are you about things? What are you wanting to pursue? If you're telling me that I'm your only focus, but I'm really not, it's fucked up in a lot of ways. It is. So it's just things like that. I find myself in a lot of situationships. Maybe one day I'll find a lasting relationship. I know that I don't need that to fulfill me or fill any void in my life. It would just complement it, you know? Have that partner that complements my passion, my drive, my ambition, my dreams, my goals. But for now, I guess I'm gonna rock the crown of queen of situationships until I find something worth it. I think I laugh at my honesty behind the situation. Maybe things will be a little different. Maybe the next thing that I latch onto will be more serious and worthwhile. But I know I'm not the only one in these situationships. We even have a definition up on dictionary.com about it. Urban Dictionary has their own entries, so other people are experiencing this. It's not just myself. It's become a big part of modern culture. But yeah, anyway, I want to thank you for tuning into the Hush podcast and listening to me rock my crown as the queen of situationships, apparently. I hope you're having a good night, good morning, good evening, wherever it is that you are. And thank you for tuning in and vibing with me. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today for another special edition of Hush. You can find us on thehushpodcast.com, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio, Podbean, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Red Dragons Radio, any Alexa-enabled devices, and all other major platforms. Also, make sure to visit me on Instagram and Twitter at HushPodcast69.